So towards the end of Sheni of Shmos, of course, we have the rescue of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatered bas parol urchot sal yaor, v'naharusel chol sal yada yaor, vatera sateva besoch hasof, vatikach samasa vatikacha, vatiftach vatireo esayalad v'neinar bocha, vatachmol alav, vatomer, miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. The Gemara Masech the Megillah darshins, vatered bas parol urchot sal hayaor, urchot semigilulei, base avia. So it's an interesting drasha, but you know, ask yourself, like, you know, what was the hint in terms of the pshuto shel mikra that Chazal were responding to? That's always the question that we want to get to when it comes to midrashim. So I'd like to suggest the following. The pasuk says vatachmol lav vatomer miyal devrim says. The Ramban explains she thought to herself and said, who would ever abandon a child? It's either somebody who said to themselves, like Hagar al Arab Mosayala, the child is going to die, you know, horrifically because the Egypt has become a police state. Velo yachlod hatzvinos. It's either that, or maybe somebody's hoping that, you know, I'll rescue the child. So there, as the Ramban points out, Basparo made the correct calculation. That's exactly what, you know, the Eim Hayalad was thinking. It's the Ramban l'shitaso, because Vatero Soki Tovhu. The Ramban says, well, every mother loves her child. So what's so special about the relationship between this mother and this child? And the Ramban says that she saw that there was something unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, and that she figured that he could actually be saved, that there was a chance for this child. So be that as it may, you know, when we talk about the Vatachmol Allah, Vatomer Miyaldei Ha'ivrim Zeh, that Chemla, that sense of Rachamim, so the Gemara Masech Yivamos says, Shlosh Simanim Be'umazo, Rachmanim, Baishanim Gomei Chasadim, so that kind of Rachmanos and Gemilos Chasad, that's something that we don't associate with a pagan Egyptian culture, but something we very much associate with Klal Yisrael and with the culture of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's exactly what Chazal were responding to. You know, the Rambam says in many places, in Achzarius Mitzuya Leba'akum, El Yisrael, Rachmanim Bnei Rachmanim Heim. The Rambam talks about that in Matnos Aniyim. The Rambam talks about that in Yisurei Biyah in multiple places. Right? It's part of our defining quality as members of Klal Yisrael. And so when it says, Vatered, Bas parol lirchotzal hior, lirchotz migilulei beisavia, that this was kind of a giyor, because I think what Chazal are responding to is the manifestation of this quality of chemla, which is such a hallmark of Klal Yisrael. It could be chasidei umos olam as well, but that she was abandoning the pagan culture. She had already made up her mind that this culture was not something that she could abide. In fact, the Ramban even has a suggestion, and it sounds like this gzera was only in place for a very short amount of time. So why was it so short-lived? Not that we're complaining. It says that it could be that Bas Paro went back to her father and said, this is outrageous. This is, you know, beyond the pale. So again, Bas Paro had distanced herself from sort of the regnant Egyptian culture. And that's what potentiated the manifestation of chemla. Whatever one thinks the fate of Bas Paro is, various indications, was she Gioras Tzedek? Did she go up with the Jewish people? But the point is, in this moment, she acted very much as a Jewess would. Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim, Chazal, right, noticed that and preempted by darshaning Vatered. Because remember, paganism isn't about a theology, you know, alone. It's not about a sense of, okay, you know, there are people who believe in one God and there are people who believe in multiple gods, but it's a lot tied up with a kind of a cruelty, kind of a barbarism, ruthlessness. That's why the Meiri, you know, explicitly bifurcates between the two. You could have people who, you know, are in a theological sense violating Avodah Zarah, but they're umos hageduros bedas, they're civilized peoples. But Avodah Zarah, what we talk about, ovdei kochavim mazalos, we're really talking about a kind of a barbaric culture. So that's exactly what we're trying to highlight in this context. Lirchotz migilulei beisavia immediately translates into the humanity of v'tachmo olav atomer miyaldei ho'ivrim zeh.